Hey, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and I'm super excited for our next segment as we get set to talk some NBA. We'll also take some time to talk some college football. Very much looking forward to, when you talk about NBA, some of the matchups on Christmas Day. There is an attractive set of games that the NBA has put together. Of course, Golden State's going to be at Cleveland, and the Bulls, yeah, Chicago is going to be in San Antonio to face the Spurs. And speaking of the Spurs, we're going to welcome in Steve Habel from the Sports Exchange, who was in San Antonio for Tim Duncan's retirement ceremony. And I have to tell you, what an amazing opportunity to celebrate one of the NBA's best and his incredible legacy. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, Steve. It is so wonderful to have you with us on this Friday night.
Thanks for having me on again, Alyssa, and happy holidays to everyone out there.
Thank you. Okay, so Tim Duncan, here's a guy who never wanted the spotlight, but it was certainly on him over the past, 19 seasons, but especially on Sunday with his jersey retirement ceremony. Just what were your takeaways from that to raise Tim Duncan's number 21 jersey to the rafters at the AT&T Center?
You know, it was typically understated as just about everything the Spurs do. You know, out of the 45-minute or so presentation for the ceremony, Duncan spoke for 4 minutes and 2 seconds, which he said was basically a bet winner for him because people had talked about him maybe talking 30 seconds or 2 minutes and showing up in jeans, and he actually cleaned himself up. He had a nice black sport jacket on and some slacks and a button-up shirt, and it was interesting to watch Duncan take in everything and him being the center of attention as he sat on the floor with his people around him. He had his family and he had people that were speaking about his career in kind of a V formation on the floor. Behind him were the 5 trophies that the Spurs won when he was with the team. And he could see the video presentation from underneath the scoreboard, but he didn't look up. He looked down at the floor while everybody else was looking up. It was kind of interesting to see. You know, as members of the press, we never have had any statement from Duncan except what was released from the Spurs about his retirement. He hasn't talked to us about it afterwards. Mm-hmm. He didn't talk to us about it before the ceremony. So, pretty much typical for Timmy. It was awesome to be there.
You know, as we reflect on Tim Duncan's career, his legacy, I'd love for you to share what some of his former teammates, what they talked about, and what kind of teammate he was.
You know, they all, to a man, they all talk about how Tim was a leader in an unconventional sense. He wasn't a chest bump and rah-rah kind of guy. He just always would support them through their hardships. Manu Ginobili spoke at the ceremony about how when he was a young player, he missed some free throws that cost the Spurs a game, and how he was just so upset about it. Basically locked himself in his hotel room afterwards, wouldn't take any calls until finally Duncan got through somehow and just kind of went in and threw his arm around him and said, you know, don't worry, you're going to win games for us in the future. And, you know, we believe in you. And there were some funny stories about Coach Dave Odom, who coached him at his college coach at Wake Forest, talked about how in Duncan's first college game, he had no points and like 4 rebounds. And then Duncan actually corrected him and put up 3 figures. He had 3 rebounds. And he said, you know, I heard a lot about you, but not a lot. Didn't think you were going to go the whole, you know, your first game without even scoring. And Duncan told him, don't worry, coach. There's a lot of improvement I can do. So, and then obviously that was the case. You know, 5 NBA titles, 2 MVP awards, arguably the greatest player ever at his position in the NBA. It was a privilege to watch him play.
Listen anytime, anywhere for your Android or iOS device. All of your favorite SB Nation shows live and on demand right from your smart device. You can search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And if you don't have an Android or iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at SBNationRadio.com. You're listening to the voice of Steve Habel. He is with the Sports Exchange. He is also the senior editor with Horns Illustrated. We'll talk about his Texas Longhorns here momentarily right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big Sports Show. He is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And it is interesting, you had just pointed out at, you know, his playing days in college at Wake Forest. Steve, you have covered college basketball for many, many years. Did you think that Tim Duncan, he would have such a huge and illustrious, as you were just talking about, those five NBA titles and MVP awards, that he would have such a huge career and impact?
You know, I don't think that anybody really knows what you get when you get a first-round pick in the NBA. Lord knows we've seen that happen over the years since and before. But, you know, Duncan was a player who always wanted to improve, and he always wanted to do the little things. You know, they talked a lot about in his ceremony about how he, last year, you know, and Duncan was his last year as player, and he would show up at the practice facility and work with some of the players and play defense for an hour to make the other post players better. And, you know, he didn't have to do that. And that's kind of the way his whole career was. He did the things that he didn't have to do that people really didn't see to be a great player. I think that, you know, next in line of that is the Spurs star now, Kawhi Leonard, does a lot of the same things. Not as much of a leader as Duncan even was behind the scenes yet because he's young. But Leonard does a lot of things that are behind the scenes that you don't see, but that do translate during the game. You know, interesting covering the Spurs, Alyssa. There's such a kind of a white bread, kind of middle of the road group of guys, but they find a way to win. I mean, holy Toledo! The other night against the Rockets, when they were down by 13 points with 4 minutes to go, there was no threat in their eyes that they were going to lose that game. They just kind of plugged it through and won on a last-second shot. So it's been a privilege to, like I said before, been a privilege to cover them the last 3 or 4 years and look forward to it a lot more.
Okay, we are highlighting Tim Duncan's retirement ceremony with the Spurs. And, you know, I think one thing when you watch that is, you know, just the speeches, it really served as a reminder how special of a relationship he has had with his head coach in Greg Popovich.
Yes, Pop, you know, doesn't really say a lot to the press that's not a little flippant, but he did have some poignant stories to tell about Duncan. The last thing he actually said was about how that if he could, that he would thank Duncan's parents, who have both now passed, for the man that they made Duncan, because he is the exact same person, personality-wise, that he was when he first walked through the door of Popovich's office. And that's a lot to be said. A superstar who is, you know, not a diva, not a soup, not overly privileged, not thinking that the world owes him something. You know, I think Duncan was a one of a kind, to say the least.
He certainly was a one of a kind player. And just give me your take right now on the Spurs, the type of season that they have had. They had an impressive road win right here in Houston at the Toyota Center on Tuesday night against the Rocket. And they've lost 5 games this season. What has been your impressions?
Well, it's a lot of the same stuff from the Spurs. Don't know if we really know how good the Spurs are, because they're still coming together. I think that the pieces that they added to the team, Paul Gasol, David Lee in a reserve role, Gasol has been amazing. He kind of got off to a slow start, but he's picked it up where he had a couple of double doubles in the last week. Mm-hmm. He's a great person in the locker room to talk to. So obviously he's a little bit more outgoing than some of the Spurs have been. You know, I think you can count 4 teams, maybe 5 in the West that are really good. Golden State, the Spurs, the Clippers, the Rockets, and maybe the Thunder on the outside of that. It's going to be a heck of a deal as the season goes on. We're just past the fourth, you know, quarter of the way through, so. Mm-hmm. I think any one of those teams could emerge in the West at this point.
Hey, we're talking about Tim Duncan's retirement ceremony with Steve Habel from the Sports Exchange. We got to step aside for a quick timeout, and we'll be right back with SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Listen anytime, anywhere for your Android or iOS device. All of your favorite SB Nation shows live and on demand right from your smart device. You can search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And if you don't have an Android or iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at sbnationradio.com.